Feel like you're stumbling around in the dark when it comes to your relationship with Christ? Then I would invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we go to God's Word for focus and direction. Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon is next. Join us. Hello. Welcome to Abounding Grace, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden, located at 8650 Benson Road. We would invite you to join us as our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, refers us back to God's Word once again that we might find our grounding in Christ, our encouragement, and our strength to go on day by day in Him. With this edition of Abounding Grace, here's Pastor Chris.
Grateful that you've tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. Pastor Chris Gordon continuing our study in this exciting section of John chapter 21 and Jesus' restoration of the disciples. Remember the scene. The disciples have failed awfully. They have denied the Lord. At the moment of his passion, they abandoned him. Peter cursed doing it. He warmed himself with the very ones who betrayed him. And here he is. Here they are. They're going back to their fishing business. That's what you have pictured in John chapter 21. The whole thing, they are discouraged by failure. Now, remember yesterday, we ended with this little section here that said, they got into the boat and that night they caught nothing. Interesting, isn't it? The reason is they had gone the wrong way. Though they were sinners, and not just that, though they were great sinners, God, I've been emphasizing this week. God never chose them in the first place thinking they had everything together. They were his witnesses. That's the fact. That's what sovereign grace had called them out to be. And I believe the Lord is showing us here what happens and what easily happens to those who are discouraged by sin and failure in this life. That sin ultimately keeps us from the calling that God has given. And it's a certain kind of sin. It's the kind of sin similar to Thomas that refused to believe Christ at the bare word. Now, Jesus here is restoring them because they had to believe the very message that they were going to take out to the ends of the earth. What's the message they were to do? They were to announce the forgiveness of sins. They themselves had to believe that they were forgiven because those who know the forgiveness of Christ are the most effective in telling others about it. This is what Christ is dealing with here, that he has called them to believe it. He had called them his friends, and as he would restore them, they were to let the joy of their forgiveness and assurance of it drive them to tell others about the Lord's salvation. Remember, this is what the Lord always did when he saved someone. The woman at the well, the adulteress, the one who had five husbands, remember what she did? She went out and she brought in a city to the Lord. The demoniac was to go out and witness and tell others on commission from Christ the wonderful things that God had done for him. Sometimes we think we have to be eloquent or have to have all the answers. We have a simple testimony of the grace of Christ and we tell others. And that's just the truth, that the reality is for many in the kingdom, when sin discourages them, they get to the point of feeling like giving up. The call is always be on your guard because many bury their talents. Many are not involved. And I'm not talking about the fact or the calling that everyone has to be a pastor today. Not everyone's called to be a pastor. I'm talking about the basic responsibility of the Christian to have the joy of his forgiveness so alive in him that he can't help but tell others the wonderful things Christ has done for him. And so this whole scene of the disciples catching nothing is telling us that a life that pursues nothing but worldly gain and worldly comfort and that refuses to tend to his calling, to be his witnesses, the reason we exist, it's not going to go well. If you're one of God's children and you are avoiding the callings that he has put on you, you're not going to catch anything in the other pursuits that you are pursuing. And that's the beauty of this because Christ now is restoring them to their calling. And that's what I want to pick up with today and look at. In verse 4, But when morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any food?" His question was really like this: "How'd you do all night? Catch anything? Was all of your night of toiling and working hard to catch fish profitable? Have you any food?" That's the issue, isn't it, of John chapter 21? They hadn't yet submitted to the Lord's calling upon their lives, and they're running from it. Sound like Jonah, by the way? "Go to Nineveh." "No," ran the other way. Can't escape his calling. He asks us the same thing, doesn't he? "How's it going in all your pursuits without me?" says Jesus. "Are you full? Are you eating? Are you satisfied? Making the mighty American dollar, are you full? Come now, let's reason together," says the Lord. "You haven't anything to eat, have you?" And what a thought that there on the shore, the Lord had prepared them a meal. I'll come back to that. In verse 6, they answer, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." That's an interesting verse, isn't it? They cast it, and they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. The net so swelled with fish that it was breaking. Now keep in mind, no one recognizes him at this point. They are totally blinded to who he is. And John, looking back over his life as he penned this gospel, must have been really touched by this event. Because as soon as this happened, what's the first thing he blurts out? "Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, 'It is the Lord.'" What opened his eyes to see? You know what it was? Do you know that it was this very command at the beginning of their ministry together when Jesus called them to himself that opened John's eyes? I want you to think of Luke 5 in light of what I just read. This is Luke 5 beginning at verse 1. "So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret." You know, that's the same lake as Tiberias here in John 21, Gennesaret and Tiberias. It's the same boat. It's Peter's boat. "Multitudes," here we read, "have gathered to hear the word of God." They have to hear the word Jesus is preaching. They're all around the boat. Now, this is verse 2. "And he saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to pull out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat." Stop. Picture that, dear listener. He fed them. What a picture. He is pulling in with the word of God all sorts of souls. The boat is set a little bit outside the land, and all the multitudes are on the shore, and Jesus is teaching them. Notice this strong connection between the word and fishing. What did he do right after that? He's teaching the multitudes. Then he said this: "When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, 'Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.' But Simon answered and said to him, 'Master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.' And when he had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats, so they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.' For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, 'Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men.'" You know, dear listener, they never forgot that. In fact, it was at that moment that Peter confessed his sin. What was his sin? He said, "Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinful man." You know what he was confessing? He was not believing. He was unashamed of his lack of trust. That was such a moment in Peter's life. You realize that may have been the moment he was converted? Because right then and there, the Lord yanked him from his former life and called him to a new one. You're done with the fishing business as you've known it. I've got a different one for you. I'm sending you with my nets. I'm sending you with the word. You will net the souls. See them all around? That's what I'm doing. Peter never forgot that. You know, this must have had a huge impact on the disciples. Luke 5. Here's the scene. Now they have failed bad. Mass discouragement is set in. And look at Jesus. He stands on the shore. I would imagine the morning fog blinded them. Any food? Cast your nets. They do it. And they can't even bring it in hardly because it's jam-packed with fish. John says, "It's the Lord." And what does Peter do? He runs. He can't get out of the boat quick enough. How he loved the Lord, but he struggled. Did the Lord love him? Just like before, he plunges right into the sea. The rest stay in to get the fish, right? I love this scene. Because listen, dear listener, in the very place where Jesus had originally called them, he restored them. And what Jesus was saying, the message for us today is so clear. He said to them that day, "My calling for you, even in your failure, has not changed." Isn't that beautiful? That's the crucial point for us, that when we fall, when we're tempted to give up, when life crashes, when we're full of sin and struggle, Christ comes to us with the very words we heard when we first believed. And today he reminds us through this event that when he calls us into his kingdom, the transfer's done. The Lord has just set up here in John 21 the very same scenario when he first called them. And he's declaring through this that the work that he began in them, he would see to completion. The gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. His calling and election is sure. That is so important for us today. There's something beautiful, you know, about remembering the place where you were called and the place when God opened our eyes to see sin and his forgiveness. Remember that? Remember when you first understood grace. Remember when you first understood your forgiveness? You saw your sin for what it's worth. You saw that the life you were leading was a lie and that you could no longer go in it, and you fell into despair. And then somebody told you about Christ and the gospel and his love, and you believed and you knew him. And that right then and there, Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who believe. Remember when you first experienced that? Anyone who's truly experienced it, there was a joy there. It can never be taken from you. It's a joy you never forget. You know, as time goes on, what happens? You forget. You forget about everything that's happened because of failure. And you know what the Lord does? In the very place where he called us, he reminds us that at one time we were given a joy. That joy was lasting. And just because we have failed, it cannot uproot us from the calling he's given to us. That's grace, dear listener. That's gospel. The work he began in us, he will see to completion. When you fall, confess your sins. He's faithful and just to do what? 1 John said, "Forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And when we get up, as we should remember that there are other struggling sinners out there who need to hear the same message, who are going through the same struggles. And now that you've received grace and help in time of need, you are set apart to show the light of the glory of Jesus Christ in your life to them. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We would love to have you join us for worship 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. It's always nice to see visitors from the radio program. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.